Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Our final segment. We got to get John turned out so he can get back out in the field.
I do. I need to be hunting today.
He's got some work still to do. So
well, fill up my thermos, put on my thermals because it's only going to be 45 degrees today.
Yeah.
Go out and stare at deer. Well,
the good news
imaginary is, deer. I'll be seeing deer by late in the day because I'll be looking so intently hard.
That right.
I'll, you know.
Hallucinations of deer.
It happens. I dream deer.
So, and the good news is, if you make it to next week and you're still shy, you'll be able to reload and resupply at the Black Friday sale coming up at
nobody hunts
Williams.
On Friday.
No.
You know, because everybody's at Williams doing all their Black Friday shopping. So it is
this
a
Friday.
Lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you know, and this is the most wonderful time of the year. It's deer season. And it's the weekend, and it's just good all the way around. I love this time of year. You know, yeah, the leaves are out of the trees, and the wind's blowing, and it's a little chilly, and you wake up to frost or snowflakes or whatever it is. But you know what? It just doesn't get much better. It's Michigan, and we've been spoiled this year, that's for sure. We've had a beautiful year. I mean, I imagine fishermen are going, I'm going to fish all year in my boat. You know, well, sooner or later, we're bound to get some ice. Hell does freeze over, you know, it does, occasionally.
I saw that movie, the animatronic one, what is that, the claymation?
Wait a minute.
The Year Without a Santa Claus?
Oh, I was thinking something else. I was thinking that Captain America one or something, the one with the America's Team or whatever.
Team America.
Team America, yeah, that one.
America,
whenever you
heck
say,
yeah.
Whenever you say claymation, I think of that or those ones we watched as a kid.
Did you ever see the one that was kind of they ripped off and mocked, made fun of, the Fabulous Thunderbirds or the Thunderbirds?
That wasn't that one?
No.
The one that was like the...
From late 60s.
Yeah, okay, yep. Yeah, I have. And the one where they were...
that is freaky. That's a silly movie.
It's kind of creepy.
It's a little
sometimes
creepy.
Claymation's a little creepy.
But if you're making fun of it,
like
those guys do.
I'm glad to be alive. It's not claymation. It's deer season. So it's,
you could probably shoot a claymation deer.
I probably could. It wouldn't move. And if I missed the first time, I'd adjust and make the second shot count.
You could
but
go and kick
they're
it.
When running 30 miles an hour past me through a muddy field.
I see.
Lopping and lopping. It was tough, man. I was stressed.
No, I believe you.
Jake was laughing at me. My son was laughing. He's driving the four-wheeler, dragging his deer out of the field.
Yeah. See you, Dad.
And he's like, no, he's driving right at me. And the deer's running parallel with him at me. But
dangerous.
But I waited till the deer was like 90 degrees to start shooting.
Uh-huh.
And then I opened up.
So it was like he was driving
then
it toward you.
You know, hell was released on the
deer. Yeah.
But it didn't happen. So,
he was kind of like driving it forward for you.
And we didn't even realize it. He's dragging deer across this field. He's across the ditch in another field.
Gotcha.
Running right at me, kind of, you know, the same direction. Both of us were.
Same path.
I was facing west. The deer was running east, so Jake was coming east. So he's laughing out loud. I'm like, stop laughing. And he says, that was perfect. You just assumed the position and opened up with that 357. But you didn't hit him. I go, I did too. And then we looked for blood for 2 hours.
Next 3 hours.
Yeah. Three, two and a half.
Catch yourself winded, had to take day off and went back.
Wore my tired old butt out. And, but anyways, this segment of the show is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company. They won't wear you out. They'll make you happy. You'll leave with a good gun and sights or scopes or gear, magazines, all the cool stuff you need. You know, and this is Thanksgiving week coming up. So everybody's going to be talking about Black Friday sales. Don't go to those big box stores to buy their stuff. Go to Williams, support our local gun shops, and get the good stuff.
Oh, and they have everything. They've got a 25,000 square foot showroom.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nobody that has
it's
any.
A lot more
can
than
beat
Myers has. You
if
know?
You if you and, go to yeah, if you go to a
not
a
knocking
box,
Myers,
it's going to be a or like a sporting goods store. I mean, it's a tiny fraction.
Yeah,
of what
yeah.
they have is going to be.
And
you
this
know,
is a store
hunting
that
stuff.
Is just
that's all it is.
You could literally do like the left side of the store on one day, go back the next day and do the right side of the store.
Yeah.
I don't. I do the whole store the whole time. My wife's like, you've been here 3.5 hours. Come home. So I do. I go home eventually.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, somebody's got to feed me. So
they
home.
Turn the lights out, and then you know it's time to go.
When they're putting a garage door down over the front door, I say, okay, time to leave. So I don't know the details of what's going to happen for the Black Friday sale. Brian's being real quiet about it.
Oh.
But I'm sure we're going to get something.
Oh, it's top secret.
It's top secret. And he just says, just let people know Black Friday's coming up. That's the day after Thanksgiving.
So it's either top secret or he still hasn't figured out what he's doing yet.
Well, it could be. But, you know, unless you're a plumber, because Friday, Black Friday is Brown Friday for them. They have to fix sewers all over the state.
Is that right?
Oh, it's the biggest day in the year for being plumbers.
For being a plumber.
Yeah, because your Roto-Rooter guys, all those guys,
uh-huh.
and the ones that fix clogged toilets. And
yes.
All, you know, it's for some reason, Dan, some people back up toilets on Thanksgiving night and the next morning.
Gotcha.
I don't understand.
Is there some sort of correlation?
It's
suggesting?
It's just called Brown Friday in the plumbing world. So it's they never get to spend time with the family.
But you get a little spike. You see a little spike.
Oh, it's a spike, all right. Yeah.
If you're looking at the traffic online, you know, plumbers and near me
are in need.
Day after Thanksgiving, you're saying that shoots up.
Night, they go on emergency calls that night because people don't want to wait all day. They can't.
No.
They've ate too much turkey and dressing.
Yeah.
So it's understandable. You know, it's understandable. And it's cold out. So, you know, if you see your neighbor run out in the yard with a roll of toilet paper, just turn your back. He's doing what he has to do to save his septic system or something.
Gotcha.
Okay? All right. So all the things that are on sale at Williams Gun Sight, scopes, magazines, safes, this might be the season. I don't know if the 6% thing's still going. I think it's through November, but I'm not sure. Where the
state waived the
sales tax on safes. So if you're
safes and any of the safe storage options,
any of the cases,
trigger locks,
that lock
the
and
cases.
All that kind of stuff. Yep. So it's all good. But you can go to Williams, right on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish in Davison, Michigan. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week, but they'll be closed on Thanksgiving. Their number is 810-653-2131. Better yet, just go out there. Remember, they got 90-day layaway. And, man, I got a lot to talk about because I picked some highlights today from Williams Gun Sight. From WilliamsGunSight.com, that's their website, I clicked on the used gun tab again, and I wanted to pick out some highlights that would make excellent used gun treats for people. So started off with some Brownings, okay? Then I added some Smith & Wessons and some Rugers. So say you want to get into skeet this year or your loved one does. How about this? A Browning Satori. This is an over and under beautiful shotgun, 20 gauge. It'll handle up to 3-inch shells, but 2 3/4 will shoot fine out of it. Case, tubes, everything. This is a fabulous gun. It would make your wife so happy or your son or your daughter. $1,874.95. Another Browning. If you're a duck hunter or a goose hunter, the Browning Maxis. It just doesn't get much better than this. It's a 3-inch auto, 12-gauge. Beautiful gun. Tubes, case, everything. $1,324.95. And for deer hunting, so I covered skeet, duck and goose, and deer hunting, all in the first three guns from Browning. The Browning BAR, this is for deer. 30-06 with a 22-inch barrel. It's got a Leopold Vari-X 2, 3-9x40 on it. So it's got a beautiful scope, good setup, and it's a wonderful rifle. A lot of rifle to hold. It's a big rifle. $1,024.95. Now, you might go there, the price might actually be lower. There might be a Black Friday sale. It might be gone by then. So if one of these piques your interest, get out there and put it in layaway. Or maybe you can get it before the holidays. How about if you want to do some target shooting with your kids or teach the kids how to shoot, but you don't want to have a semi-automatic rifle? You want to use a bolt action. Keep it a little slower so that they don't just keep pulling the trigger and wasting your money. A Ruger Precision Rifle. These things are beautiful. Very tactical looking. It'll pique their interest immediately. Threaded muzzle. You can suppress it. You can put a muzzle brake on it. Adjustable cheek piece. Adjustable trigger. 22 long rifle with the 22 rotary magazines. This thing is beautiful. It looks brand new in the box. No scope on it or anything yet, but it's $424.95. That would be a wonderful Christmas gift. Now, if you're a coyote hunter, Smith & Wesson makes an MP15, which is their AR-15. Well, this one they have right now is in 6mm ARC. That's advanced rifle cartridge. An outstanding round. It'll do what most bullets won't. They got one of these in with flip-up sights, $1,404.95. What a rifle that would be. Handguns. How about if you want to do some handgun hunting? You want to finish out deer season handgun hunting? A Ruger Super Blackhawk 7.5-inch stainless steel with the beautiful wood grips, $789.95. It doesn't get much better than that. I've hunted with those for years. I've loved them. And because you're an American, just because you're an American, Dan, and you are an American, you can have this gun too. A Smith & Wesson 460 revolver. This is like having a 450 Bushmaster in a handgun. It is a beast. 10.5-inch barrel, muzzle brake, sling, zippered case. It's from the Performance Center. It is a monster. Just because you're an American, you can own this. If you're a legal American. $1,639.95. And last but not least, Smith & Wesson V8. Because remember how we started talking about suppressors? We were talking about V8 motors and how good they sound. The Smith & Wesson Model 627 V8. This is an 8-shot, 2-tone, 357 Magnum with a 5.5-inch barrel, case, moon clips, lock, everything you can imagine. It's even got a compensator for the front of the barrel to keep the muzzle down when you're pulling the trigger fast, as if you're shooting at a deer that's running fast.
Past you quickly,
of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, because that can happen, Dan. Very hard to hit them. So you can have this one used out of their gun department. These were all used. $1,589.95. That is a monster of a handgun. And all these are, John wouldn't kick them out of bed.
So go out. You can get those today. They're open 7 days a week, 10 to 6.
That's right.
Williams Gun Sight Company, and big plan to be there for Black Friday.
Yes.
Day after Thanksgiving. Yep. They'll have all sorts of stuff on special for you.
Lined up at the door. So lots of good things happening. Get out there. Be safe hunters. Be careful. And we'll see you after Thanksgiving. Hear you right here.
Thanks for listening to The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock, which we turn back to right now.